They did not wait for orders. Both men fired short bursts. Roger Cole already had the rebels in range as they were running towards the fort. He raked the first line of men from left to right, a long burst. The group, 10 to 15 men, hit the desert floor as the bullets from the GPMG ripped through them. A quick look and he could see some of the bodies still moving. Cole adjusted the machine gun slightly and then fired jumping shots back along the line, just to make sure that they were all either dead or too wounded to stay in the battle. The SAS called them jumping shots, because that's what the bodies do when they are hit again. The GPMG ammunition belts were loaded with standard British Army Red Tracer as every fifth round. Tracer rounds carried a small pyrotechnic charge in the back of the bullet, which glowed as they flew across the desert. Firing tracer was crucial. Pete Warne and Roger Cole could see where the others were firing. A wonderful visual aid to help them locate their targets, even though Pete could only fire two rounds at a time. His was an anti-aircraft gun, which fired and then tilted up towards the sky in search of an enemy air force that did not exist. As he pushed it back down to fire again, the fallen bodies were still, and the desert scrub in front of the bat house returned to an eerie quiet. This was the first shock to the front commanders. They knew the sound of a GPMG and knew the damage it could do to someone's day.